Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Good morning, everybody. Ryan Seacrest and Sissy and Tanya in the back room. Are y'all here?
Present.
Even Jen's in there early this morning. Hi, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't speak, but she nods.
She was waving.
I can't see because Sissy's. Oh, there we go. Hi, Jen. Tubbs, you know what, Tubbs? I don't get a chance to start the show off with you, our engineer.
Aw, Tubbsy.
Tubba wubba.
What'd you do last night, Jeffrey Tubbs?
I went to the gym, like I usually do.
What time do you go?
It starts at 6. I usually get home about 8:30.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Jeez. You put in 2.5 hours, or is there mental prep?
No, I'm getting, it starts at 6, and then, there's 2 sessions, and then I'll stay after and stretch a little bit.
What do these sessions include?
Jiu-jitsu sessions.
So you're fighting two people?
Yeah, 2 separate sessions.
Also, coaching.
Group class.
That's a lot.
When do you eat dinner?
After. But I eat.
8:30?
Yeah, something simple, a small salad or...
After all that jujitsu, you only have a small salad?
Yeah.
I can't. I do 20 minutes on the treadmill and I am starving.
Yeah.
Protein shake and salad or like some granola and yogurt.
I feel like that's
mentally too much. 2.5 hours? I can't do that.
At 6:30?
Who has 2.5 hours? I wouldn't do it at night for sure. That's so late for us.
I couldn't do something where I had to like touch somebody else.
What's your girlfriend do during all that?
She goes.
She goes 2.5 hours.
Sometimes. Sometimes she's got to, or she can't make it, or she'll leave after the first session.
I am proud of you, Tubbs. And I know people get offended by saying I'm proud, but I am.
I'd say offended real. Proud.
It's the wrestling and touching for me that.
I box, right? Tubbs, you know. Every now and then. And my guy.
When someone says every now and then, it makes me feel like you rarely don't.
So the guy says to me, no, last Saturday I went, and the guy says to me, all right, hit me. I'm like, I don't want to hit you.
Right, give me the glove.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, just punch me. I'm like, okay. So I punch him. I don't want to punch him. I just want to cardio. I don't need to really hit someone.
Yeah, just the 1-2 hook.
But he's so proud. Again, I say that to not offend, but he's very proud of, you know, being hit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very proud when I miss him, because I do miss hitting him sometimes, you know, like I woof.
Boxing's a good workout.
Benny's like, push me. Just push me. Yeah. Push me across the ring.
Yikes.
That's exhausting. You guys push each other, huh?
Or, yeah, right? There's some pushing involved.
Pushing. Pushing another human being is exhausting. I don't want to push you, bro.
I don't either.
I want to do a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I want to do, and some abs. Mm-hmm. And give me a towel. And I'm out. That's how I want to do. But I give you
too
credit.
Much.
That is big time.
That is.
I mentally would be so bummed that I have 2.5 hours coming later tonight.
Me too.
That I wouldn't want to go do it.
But maybe Tubbs is a night owl.
You know? No. I'm pretty tired.
But well, he does fuel himself during the show with breakfast, so he's got some energy.
But he enjoys that. That's what he likes.
Yeah.
To each his own.
Working on getting my black belt. So.
What belt are you now?
I'm a purple belt.
That's big.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got skills, Tanya.
Yeah, I know.
The one that got away, Tanya.
The one that got away. Okay.
Hey, let's not talk about that. It's Robbie's birthday for me today.
For me today.
Yeah, today's the day I sent him his gift.
Yeah. Oh. That's cute. What are you going to send him?
I already sent it.
You
it
did?
Didn't get there. No, it didn't arrive yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But I've sent it to him. See if I know what time it's going to arrive later. Nope, don't know yet.
Mm. That's cute.
That's so nice. So,
will you be at his address? Because that's where it's going.
Yeah.
Okay, be on. What time are y'all leaving, though?
We're leaving around 3 p.m.
Put that in the notes to the team that's responsible.
Wheels up.
I'm trying to type by you not hear what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
Why can't Tanya know?
Because Robbie may be listening. I know he's got spot. He has his paralegals listen or something.
He listens a lot. Like he'll come home and like chuckle about some things. I'm like, wow, cute.
Oh.
You guys go to
that's cute. He still listens.
Yeah, he totally listens.
He's still in that phase.
He's still in that phase.
He's excited for it.
Yeah.
My mother still listens.
Yeah.
She can't get enough. Literally can't get enough. Can't get enough. Ask
Michael
me
would
questions
wake up and listen the minute we started the show. And now I think he just listens on his drive to work and that's it.
But still, that's something.
That's something.
That's a little, yeah, he's still engaged. All right, guys, we have a big show today. Some clouds this weekend. No rain, though. That's good news. All right. Tony, we were talking about today's the day that I'm celebrating your boyfriend's birthday because his birthday's on Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm mattress shopping on Monday.
Great day to do that.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I plan my mattress shopping on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the mattress firm. Or at least I'm going to look it up online. Get those President's Day deals.
Yeah.
A lot of President's Day sales. If you're in the market for something, don't discount the President's Day sales.
Mm-hmm.
Big time sales on stuff.
There, the Home Depot.
That's where doers get things done.
Yeah,
that's right.
Or doers go to get things done.
Yeah.
That's where doers do.
It's a place where doers go.
How doers get more done.
If you're a doer, you know what to do at the Home Depot.
That's right.
Which is it? Which are those?
How doers get more done.
Well, why did you just tell us that at the beginning?
I just said that right now.
Guys, everyone yells before 7. It's crazy. You're supposed to deal with anything when people are yelling. All right. So, Tanya,
yes.
I don't know what we can and cannot disclose, but your boyfriend, and you better savor these days of calling him your boyfriend, because soon that changes, and he's your husband.
Well, you call him something different in between.
Do you want that to be a short something different in between?
You know, I always thought that it would be like long, and now
she wants it to be very short.
I think it's going
to
be very short.
Give it at least a year to organize everything. Okay?
Yeah.
No, that's really what you think, but a lot of I have a friend.
That's what I think.
I have a friend that organized a wedding in 3 months.
Oh my God,
that's
Tanya!
Stress, Tanya. Don't do that to yourself.
Is that all stress? I don't know. I've never done this before.
We did our wedding in 1 year, and it was the perfect amount of time.
My sister will tell you, 1 year.
To be engaged, 1 year. You need all that time, especially to book the venue. Venues are booked out already for 2 years out.
Post-COVID, people are very high on getting married in venues.
Then you have to think about the vendors and...
food trucks.
The list goes down.
You're going to do fun food, not... typical stuff.
You will eat what I serve you, sir. But yeah, actually, tacos can be really cute because we do Taco Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah.
Wedding tacos. All right, why am I bringing all this up? Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. So, yeah, what can you tell us about the plans for his birthday, the things that you've organized?
Okay, so it's nothing wild or anything like that, but he's not a birthday guy, and he just really is not big on birthdays. And so I always want to like do it up for him. And so I'm going to give him a card every hour on Monday. So like 24 cards. Every hour he gets a birthday card.
That's the coolest idea I've heard from you.
Really? Like,
how do you do the sleeping hours?
So I was thinking about that. I'm just gonna label them all like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And then
he
when he wakes up, he can do all those in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. Guys, I'm like, I thought you were setting alarm clock.
That's a good question.
Robbie, wake up. Here's your 2 a.m.
Do you think you should have some sort of like every hour on the hour sound that goes off? Not your phone. But like a sound that goes off.
Maybe like a
harp.
Or no, I could play like a song like a Lizzo's Birthday Girl.
What about an hourglass?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Turn upside down.
Oh, that's
the
cute. Like an hour.
An hourglass.
Like find one that's an hour.
Wait, are there actual hourglasses?
That's what they're called. Oh, that's what they are. Oh, they're all 1 hour.
I only have like minute ones for like my kids to brush their teeth.
That's a minute glass. You need to get an hourglass.
I think I have an
hourglass. Special.
Yeah, they got to be on.
Sorry, I got distracted. There's like a giant, like something floating through the sky right now. It's like a paper.
No. Don't say things like that around
here. It was like a piece of paper or something. It was so weird. It's gone now.
Hourglass.
You bring one on Amazon.
That's what I'm on. Hourglasses.
Great. That's
cute.
Let's
see what we got. So check it out. $25. Bam, right there.
Okay, great. I'll do that. But yeah, so I'm going to give
him that one.
That's beautiful.
And carry that around with you all day?
Yeah, it's very convenient looking.
No, it's so cute.
Yeah, I think it's cute.
It
I kind of like
cute,
it.
Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you're going on a first date this weekend, Mariana.
Yeah.
You going on a first date tonight?
I am going on a date.
With the guy, remember?
Not first.
That's why I'm asking her. It's not a first.
It's the first date tonight.
Yeah, it is a first date.
It is.
Tanya, we talked about this yesterday.
Tanya.
I
know,
I gave her the advice.
No, but this is the guy. I didn't think it was a first date. Yes. I thought we'd been out with him before. We liked him.
She knows him.
Probably a different guy.
Then she got out of the relationship.
Oh, that was a different guy.
Yeah, you
got
to keep up.
You got to keep a chart. Anyway, so you might want to listen. This is a morning hack about the first date, okay? So they say, dating app activity is up about 40% in the days leading up to Valentine's Day. So a lot of first dates are this weekend. You're not alone, Mariana. But keep this in mind, okay? A new survey says if you don't feel a spark by this point in the date, you won't. And that is...
I know.
What is it?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
You don't know. It's wrong.
No.
Oh, okay. I was kind of with Tanya. I feel like it's kind of instant. Don't you know within the first few seconds?
No, it's kind of like a workout class. I hate every one of them at the beginning. And about 20 minutes in, I like it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right? You got to give it a second to break the ice.
Okay.
25 minutes is the time.
25?
If you're in 25 minutes and it's not vibing, it won't. So, Mariana, I would meet him there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Meet him there.
Because she could be in the car at 25 minutes and then it's not vibing and then you still have the other hour and a half of just driving.
25 minutes. Think about tonight, that number, when you're on your first date. Today's quote, cherish the friends who get secondhand happiness for you.
No.
Cherish the friends who get secondhand happiness for you. They want you to be happy. That's happiness to them. Those are the people you want around you. So true.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, let me grab, and I'm about to give away $1,000. Help pay your bills. Let me grab Vanessa. Vanessa, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. And yourself?
We're just interested in hearing about this. So you met a guy on a dating app, and the guy said something weird. Did he text it or say it?
He texted. What did he say? Yeah, it was a text.
Okay, what did he say that was weird?
He said he just made a comment about my body. He basically said what he would do to me and my body.
Oh.
And it just, you know, it felt uncomfortable.
Well, yeah.
Yikes. Yeah.
Seems a little aggressive, doesn't it?
Unless if you're into him.
I mean, I'm into him, but I'm not trying to be, you know, on that level yet.
No, he needs to hold back.
Yeah.
Subtlety, you know?
Right. But it seems like, I don't know, this has been like my experience like lately. It feels like, I don't know, like everybody's just on that mindset. Just, it's hard to find somebody that's actually looking for more.
Mm-hmm. Here's the question now. He said that. Is it enough to make you not go out with him now?
Well, you see, that's the thing. I really I was feeling him up until that point. I like kind of want to stop talking to him, but then it's like, okay, should I just let that be the reason why I, you know, don't see if there's something there?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think. I think it's a red flag, and I think it happened so you'd feel this way, so you don't go out with him because he's not going to work out. That's what I think. I think the universe gave you this red flag, clear red flag, so you could say, not for me. Not for me.
You're probably right. Like, I do tend to, like, whenever, like, okay, I question, is it a red flag? Or, okay, let me just see if there's something there. And then that's where, you know, it starts to go wrong.
I think this is a clear sign that you're not supposed to go out with him. So, you know, I hate to say it, but.
I feel, like you got the ick already.
Sign. Yeah. So. That's true. I appreciate your input.
Of course. Anytime, Vanessa. Thanks for calling. Bye. I mean, that's especially that kind of ick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? That just feels uncomfortable. If you're feeling uncomfortable before you even go out, you can't go out.
If you feel uncomfortable or disrespected and you're not into it, then that's, red flag.
Never had that happen to me.
Unless if she was into it.
Right. Well, I've never had that happen to me. Right?
Those exact words?
But been turned off? Oh, something about your body?
Yeah, no. No.
I have, but it's been later in the relationship.
I mean, in the initial
early
courting.
Days. Yeah, early days.
No, no one says that. Just like, unless you're like on that level of sense of humor or.
No, but also the dating apps just make it just kind of this.
Well, that's the other thing. The guy doesn't even know her.
Yeah.
She's in a hand. You got her back.
Yeah, I didn't get to experience so much texting early on.
Big red flag. Big red flag. I saw this circulating in the news.
Yep.
This story about couples and more couples having successful relationships by not sleeping in the same bed.
Whether you're married or in a long-term relationship in general, is the future of sleeping together a thing of the past? Because the trend now is with the millennials and Gen Z is that one third of American couples prefer sleeping alone.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you.
Are you one of those thirds?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I feel like you might prefer it.
Do you prefer sleeping alone or sharing a bed?
So it's funny you asked me that. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
I actually don't love to sleep alone, but I cannot touch anyone.
I am the same way.
I can't. And a matter of fact, I don't want to be alone, but be as far away as possible.
I'm so.
Right?
Even when my kids come in the bed, like, I love that they come in and I'm like, okay, but then
touch.
I'm like, like, I love you, but like, then they're like on me and breathing on me.
I feel your body heat. No, I can't sleep.
Then I can't
feel
sleep.
Your energy. It's energy. Body energy keeps me awake.
Well, this is like a whole thing, Ryan. So insufficient sleep is a growing public health problem. Everyone always tells us, like, your health issues are related to like how much sleep you get. Everything goes back to like you need sleep to feel better, function, all, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it makes you moody, it makes you miserable, and it could ultimately be the reason why your relationship ends. So a lot of people are saying it may be the best thing to sleep separately.
Here's what I think about this. And there's no wrong or right.
Right.
Because whatever works for you, works for you. If you're good in your relationship, then sleeping in another bed is not a problem. Like,
yeah.
If you're good, like if you got a solid relationship, going to the other room, no issue. If you don't have a solid relationship, going into the other room is probably going
to
become an issue.
Well, why does it have to be a different room? What if you got two twin beds and stacked them next to each other? That way, you're still
like
sleeping
it.
Together,
like,
but you're not.
Like Lucy and Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
I like it.
Well, some of the issues they do say is snoring, so that might not solve that issue.
I really like that idea, Tanya.
With hearing,
because
you might still hear the snoring.
Then you're like you're in there. They're in there in case.
Yeah,
happens,
like I like
together.
Yeah,
right? Michael and I got a hotel room once with two beds, just by accident. I think we were in Japan, and
you kind of loved it, right?
And the room came with two beds, and we slept in the two beds that whole leg of that trip.
Screw up the hotel booking,
and I was like, "It was nice."
We're in a room with two. Doubles?
Yeah, it was like two doubles.
Yeah. And I'm like, my bad. I didn't mean to, but let's
yeah, it's only two nights.
But it's kind of fun because you can lay together and one to watch TV and then spread out. But you're still in the same room.
It was fine.
Maybe I'll do that one day.
It was fine.
Two doubles.
So they say some of the reasons why you should do it, opposite schedules, temperature issues as well. Optimal temperature for sleeping is around 60 to 67 degrees, which never happens in my family.
For me, 68. We put on 68 and I love it.
I wish. I am jealous of that temperature.
Why? Because Michael likes it warmer?
Like 72 in our house. I know.
Bad sleep.
I know. So I know the main question that a lot of people have too is what about intimacy? Is there an issue there? Experts say that will probably actually improve. And the reason that it's going to improve is that...
Hey, babe, I'm outside.
Kind of. In a weird way, Ryan, you're right. Your room or mine. So if you are well-rested, think about it. When you're not rested, you're moody and you kind of don't want to do it. But when you're well-rested, you actually want to do it more often.
Doesn't really have much to do with rest.
Well, for women it is.
Yeah. I can't hate on this, and I really think the idea of the two double beds one day is kind of gene.
I think so too.
Honestly, if I can have the space, I'd be down for that.
Right? Well, I'm thinking when you travel, book two doubles.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'll have 100 more years.
All right,
listen. Can you close your no? If you're driving, no. But you guys can close your eyes. Okay. Sissy and Tanya, close your eyes.
All right.
I want you to see Coldplay. Okay. All right. What is Chris Martin wearing?
Beanie.
And a t-shirt,
white t-shirt,
cargo pants,
right? No shoes.
Rose Bowl, September.
Okay, maybe he has.
Well, he's got like things on his microphone.
Did I tell you I saw him at the SNL after party? Sorry.
Okay.
Now you can tell me.
I saw Chris Martin at the SNL after party.
It's hard to talk with your eyes closed.
Yeah, it's weird. Mm-hmm. Actually,
I know it's weird, and I want to listen to them. I open them up.
Anyway, that was fun. Okay, so guys, here we are. Today is Friday. Monday is Tanya's boyfriend's birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie, her boyfriend is on the line. Robbie, how are you, pal?
I'm well, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just wanted to call and wish you an early happy birthday because I know you guys are going to head out and celebrate over the weekend.
Thank you so much. That's so nice.
And I just want you to know that I've sent something your way. Should arrive before you leave.
No, you shouldn't have. Thank you so much.
My
What'd
pleasure.
You say? Is it a surprise?
It is a surprise, and I think I want you to get it before you guys leave. So I think you'll enjoy it over your birthday weekend. I just wanted to get there in time, so I've put a rush on it.
No, well, that was very unnecessary, but very, very nice. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to you know, send it to you. I'm so happy for you and for Tanya, and just need more time with you, man. She hogs you, bro. She hogs you.
I know. I keep telling her we got to set up another dinner, so we'll figure out a time to make it work.
We'll do it. Robbie, I'm not going to tell you what I know about your surprise, but I will tell you this. She shares some things with me about nice surprise, thoughtful surprises. This one's really good.
Oh, a surprise from Tanya.
Yes. This is a talking about Tanya's surprise.
Oh my gosh, I'm worried that you're going to blow up. Can you like stop talking?
I was told not to say anything, but I'm just telling you, it's that good.
No. This is good because I wasn't expecting anything. Now I'm like, my interest is peaked. And Tanya is the queen of surprises. So but,
and also thoughtfulness. I mean, actually puts a lot of us to shame because she's so good at thoughtfulness.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a talent. She just like knows like the perfect thing to do for everybody. It's kind of incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like I wrote a better Valentine's Day card because she's so good at the stuff she does. Like it just made me write
that's
better.
Nice.
No, 100%. I mean, it forces me to be more thoughtful in everything I do. So I'm like, you know, she goes above and beyond. So you got to kind of match that.
Kind of fun though. I'm kind of having fun doing it. All right. Well, I'm not going to tell you anymore because I was told not to tell you, but.
Not even a little hint, just a little
I'll
hint.
I'll give you a little hint.
Oh my gosh, no hints.
Give me a little hint.
Anything else you want to talk to Robbie about, Ryan?
Robbie, I mean, you don't have to answer this, but if you are planning on any next steps or anything, a little heads up so we can plan the show, be great. For your brother.
I, I have your producers on speed dial. Don't worry, we're set.
All right. See?
No,
done.
He asked me for your number, Robbie. He has your number now.
I have your number because I want to plan.
We'll plan a hang.
We'll play. He and I will plan a hang. We'll make it happen. If I leave it to Tanya, it will never happen.
No, you can't hang without me.
I'm down anytime. Next time. No, I think we need to hang out without you. I think we need to have a boys' night.
Especially next time before you're in LA, anything happens. Ryan. Exactly. Yeah. We'll go early and you guys can merge, meaning you and whoever wants to come. But yeah, you merge.
Okay. We can do a merge. Yeah, like a merge.
Or maybe we'll start with them and then we'll after party. We'll figure it out.
What? Listen, it's your world. You tell me. I just want the information, bro. All right. Big hugs, bud. Happy birthday.
All right. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
See you, pal. Bye. Can I say big hugs? Is that weird? No, I shouldn't have said big hugs. I'm trying to figure out the right out for your boyfriend.
Big hugs
was
nice.
Wasn't it.
Big hugs. I thought that was kind of lame.
Not cool. Yeah, me too. I'm like, big hugs. Oh, no, you failed.
It's like when someone goes to high five and you go with a fist pump. And it was like,
yeah. He's like, yeah, man, I'll be in touch. I'm like, big hugs. No, it's wrong. It's so dumb. Don't say big hugs to her boyfriend. Someone cool.
Why? Why do you get so squirmish with Robbie?
I know. He does like have a cool essence about him.
So does Robbie.
No, that's what I was talking
about. That's who he's talking. That's who she's talking about, not you.
Because he's like, talk later, yeah.
Yeah, it's he's probably in a deposition right now. That's why.
Yeah.
He can't really chat because he's deposing someone on a special counsel.
You get so nervous.
I don't get nervous.
You do kind of get nervous. Like, you don't get nervous around Michael.
Big hugs.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, we all saw the news break yesterday. The family of Bruce Willis has announced that he is suffering from a form of dementia. In a statement shared just yesterday, his family stated that while the news is, of course, very painful, it is a relief to finally have a clear diagnosis. President Joe Biden said no evidence suggests that the three unidentified objects shot down by U.S. fighter jets in recent days are related to any country's surveillance program and were most likely civilian objects. Officials have yet to reveal publicly what those objects were. The city of Laguna Beach is set to approve an ordinance that would prohibit the sale or resale of all balloons on city property, like parks and beaches. The balloon ban is one of the most aggressive in the state, and Laguna Beach would be the first city in Orange County to ban all balloons if it passes. And Super Nintendo World will finally have its grand opening celebration for the public today. The new themed land located within an expanded area of Universal Studios Hollywood features the Mario Kart Bowser's Challenge ride, as well as other interactive activities for the entire family within, of course, the captivating Mushroom Kingdom.
I'm a hustler, baby.
It's time for a hometown hustler. So what is this and why? Here's what this is, basically. You're going to work, you're doing your thing. Every now and then you think, you know what? I'd love to make the donuts. I like donuts. I just want to go make the donuts. Or I want to go, you know, for me, it's like, I want to learn how to sell olive oil. I want to make it and sell it. Right? It's a process, but I want to do it.
And you're doing it.
I'm not selling it, but I'm learning how to make it.
But you're learning.
I'm giving it away as gifts for the moment. It's not marketable yet. Anyway, but like, what do you love, right? So I love food. So I kind of would love to do something in the world of food and restaurants.
Yeah.
That's a passion. This is a situation where, and hometowns are generally somebody that like either does it as something they love as a side hustle to add to what they're doing, or they quit their job and go do it full time. This is kind of like a best of both worlds. Michelle Villarroel is on with us now from Anaheim. She's our hometown hustler from Rye and Leah Designs, and she needed a creative outlet. So what is your regular job, your day job, Michelle?
I am actually a chief creative officer for a small jewelry company that does licensee jewelry for like Harley Davidson and other brands.
Okay, but
that's
day job. You wanted more. You wanted to do something more creatively and kind of have your own universe. What did you decide to do?
So mid-COVID, I decided to open up a small jewelry brand that focuses on budget-friendly gold alternatives. So handmade gold jewelry, and that focus on my Filipino American culture.
Hmm.
This is what I love. It's in your heart. It's there's like some real significant meaning, right, and intent behind it for you. And that's what you're doing. So last year, you designed and developed your first Filipino-inspired jewelry collection called the, what's the name, Bayani Collection?
It's called Bayani Collection, which means hero. So my grandfather, he is the first and only Filipino-American to receive the Congressional Medal of Honor in the U.S. Navy. He's actually going to get a warship named after him.
Wow.
So that was my inspiration for that whole collection.
What will the warship be called?
It's going to be called the USS Telesforo Trinidad. And my maiden name is Trinidad.
I mean, that must be the most incredible honor.
It is. Once they announced the ship, I had to do something to honor him. And it was an inspiration. I used the Filipino sun as an inspiration for the whole collection to show, you know, the pride I have for the culture.
Very cool.
And my grandfather.
So why just get a piece of jewelry? Why? Get a piece of jewelry that has that story.
Exactly.
That just I think it brings good karma. I'm happy to hear that. And so what an amazing story for your family.
Yeah, I mean, especially nowadays, like this whole past year, we've seen so much coming from Filipino artists like Bruno Mars and her, Olivia Rodrigo. They're all part Filipino, which is like, it's so inspiring. So I wanted to do something to show that.
Well, congratulations on being your hometown hustler. If people are listening right now, how do they see what you're doing at Rye and Leah Designs in Anaheim?
So Rye and Leah, just a little backstory on my name. It's after my daughters, Ryla and Aaliyah. And so they're the inspiration of it all. And so I have an Instagram account at Rye, R-H-Y dot and A-N-D dot L-I-A. So Rye dot and dot Leah. And then we have a website, www.ryeandleah.com.
Okay, very super. Well,
cool.
Congratulations. We're thrilled to meet you and keep it up. We'll stay in touch. Thanks, Michelle.
And the collection's
Thank
beautiful.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. Hometown hustler.
I'm a hustler, baby.
I like bracelets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like bracelets for men and women. Like, I think bracelets are cool. A lot of it could look like a lot of bracelets on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Stack them up.
Yeah. Very cool.
Okay, food, a huge passion of ours. Restaurants in Southern California are amazing. You get a little bit of everything. Every culture is represented here in terms of food. John Turgeon of The Nice Guy in West Hollywood. Okay, The Nice Guy. This is a place I've seen a lot of celebrities go to. Right?
Yeah. I've never been there, actually.
I think I've been there. It's on La Cienega, right?
Yeah, and honestly,
is it like you put in a cul-de-sac?
It's like right at the end. Yeah.
Okay.
John Turgeon is truly one of the nicest guys I've ever met, and he listens to our show every morning. He listens to our morning show.
So, Ruby,
so it fits the name.
Oh, yeah. Let me play your thing here. Where is it? There we go.
Ruby Dooby Doo, where are you?
Ruby has the best assignment. We send her to places around Southern California. Usually, they're eateries. So, The Nice Guy. What's the theme of this place?
Yes. So, it's a mafia-themed restaurant. Think of it as like an Italian-leaning menu, which I'm sure we all kind of love Italian here.
Oh, yeah.
They have a rigatoni bolognese. Pizza there is really, really good. Their sweet corn rotini also you have to try. But yeah, like you mentioned, it's right off La Cienega between Melrose and Beverly. And it's just like a really cute lounge slash restaurant, which you can also check out on Postmates. So, that's the best part.
All right, some of our favorite artists go there. I'm seeing here Harry Styles, Drake, Selena, all been hanging at The Nice Guy. Justin Bieber as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is this John here, the co-owner? John, are you with us?
I'm here.
John, Ryan Seacrest, and Ruby Dooby Doo, and Sissany, and Tanya.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi, all. How are you?
Well, listen, it's about time you get a little publicity for this place, right?
Finally. I've been waiting.
You guys are like in all kinds of fantastic, cool headlines. I'm going to give some free food away to Postmate fans in a second. But John, so The Nice Guy, I've been there. It's been a while since I've been there, but I have been there and I have eaten there.
Yep.
And it's really interesting to me, the juxtaposition of like being in the center of Hollywood and very, very cool, but also it's not precious. It's not glitzy. It's not pretentious. It's really laid back. Wouldn't you say there's a great intersection of both?
Yeah, and I appreciate you noticing that. I think that was the exact intention for it. So when we opened it, our idea was to kind of bring at the time, LA didn't have anything like, I loved New York places and London places. And so our vibe, our whole thing was to have that exact vibe, which was more of like a, you know, a restaurant lounge type of vibe and really intimate and dim and kind of romantic feeling at all times. But not with the glitz and annoying, you know, all that.
Annoying. So it's been good. Yeah. It's not annoying.
Yeah.
It's definitely not annoying. The other thing is the food's great. I mean, this is like fun, good comfort food, and it's great, John. I have a question. Is there a night that's the night there?
No, it's kind of every night is just great. It's just, you know, it's open every day. It's 6 p.m. on, and you know, a lot of people to this day, it's been open like 8 years, are just discovering how good the actual food is. It's known for, you know, having the great people there and fun vibe and stuff and cocktails, really, but the food's amazing. So, and I appreciate that.
Ryan, well, we actually went there together with you, Ellen, and Danielle. Yeah, the night that you took my phone and we're like texting with my roommate.
I love it.
John, that's what happens with a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. first five callers right now at 1-800-520-1027. We'll get a Postmates gift card. Good anywhere, but the nice guy featured with Postmates. Brother, I hope to see you soon. I'm going to come out and check you out.
Please. I love it. I'm a huge listener.
I know. Yeah. We hear you like Ryan's roses, John.
Love.
Thanks, buddy. John Turge in West Hollywood, the nice guy. If you have people visiting from out of town that want like a cool experience, that's a great place to go.
Yeah, I
want to
go there now. Ruby, Dooby, Doo.
Tony, do you have a trending report coming up?
I do. And I want to ask you, what is the ultimate cringe move on a first date? Because if a guy did this to me...
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
Well, if a guy did this to me on a first date, my body would literally crawl out of my skin.
It really stuck with me, this fact about, I think it was the morning hack. If you are on a first date and you don't vibe with the person 25 minutes into the date, you will never vibe with them, the experts say. And that like struck me. It struck me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not that long to break the ice and get comfortable. But they say that between 25 and 51, 25 minutes and 51 and the 51st minute, you're going to want to leave.
So what should you do? Just get the check at that point? Call
it? I can't do it. I can't rush through it. I just sit. If it's not going well, I just sit through it.
That's why you always have to have a backup plan after a first date.
Right. Someone needs to call your phone.
Even a backup plan doesn't launch in 51 minutes.
No, that's, you make it fast. For an hour. You say, I'm going to go have dinner with my friends after we get drinks. And then if the date's going well, you can say, oh, I'm just not going to go to the dinner.
I never did that. Mm. That's very smart.
Yeah, it was smart.
I'm such a fan of the dinner that I always would want the dinner no matter what, that I would sit through a bad date because I'd like the dinner.
Mm.
You follow?
Yeah.
One of my favorite places to go on a date, they closed it. Gardens of Taxco. Do you remember it?
No, never
the
been
Gardens
there.
Of Taxco. When did they close the Gardens of Taxco? T-A-X-C-O. Mark, do you remember that place?
I don't, but I'm going to have that information for you in 1 second.
Here. Okay, thanks. It was in a little shopping center, tiny little place in Hollywood, and you walk in, and it's great Mexican food, and they bring you things from Mama's Kitchen first before you even order it, and then he comes up, and there's no menu on paper. The menu's only verbal.
Ooh.
And I always got the chicken that was born in the sauce.
Born.
That's what I always said. It's not
Gardens of Taxco is still there.
No. I thought they called. Oh, maybe they closed in the pandemic.
Maybe. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yes.
What a dream. What a gift for you.
Holy cow. It's a whole new world. Gardens of Taxco is a fun date place.
Okay. I love that there's a verbal menu. I love that.
Verbal menu. Guy walks up, tells you everything, and then he says, but the chicken. Do you know about the chicken?
Well, it's like a mole?
It's cooked in the sauce. It's a green sauce. But he says, it's a verde. He says, do you know about the chicken? No. Well, the chicken was born in the sauce.
I love that.
That's my favorite part of the
whole thing. Born in the sauce.
And I tell whoever I'm with, watch, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes, the chicken, the chicken, the chicken. So anyway, I bring this up. I don't know why. Just got
because we were talking about cringy moments.
Yes. Anyway, those are great, not cringing moments. Those are moments that you get through. You can get past the cringe with those spots and those ideas.
I think for me, a cringy moment would be if someone's rude to a server.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. That would be a turnoff for me.
I would block that. Like, if someone were rude to the server, I would block that. I would either get up and say, I'm really sorry about, you know, not to, I didn't want to embarrass anybody, but to get up and say, I'm sorry that someone said something like that, mm-hmm. or I take over trying to like communicate.
Yeah, overcompensate or something.
Or just take over the communication.
Like, yeah.
Because it would be so uncomfortable and rude.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Tanya?
Well, that's also very cringy, but I wanted to tell you about this cringy moment.
Oh, this is a trending report. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Allison Brie from the show Community and Dave Franco, James Franco's brother, they've been married since 2017, and they're currently working on their fourth film together. So they have successfully managed to kind of marry their personal and professional lives together. But they were doing this interview with GQ the other day, and Dave Franco did something so cringe on their first date. Listen.
We were late to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And
our first date in LA.
I was freaked out that we were late. And instead of coming up to the door, I honked on the horn.
You get
negative points.
So the honking of a horn to me is so cringy. I can't even when like Becca picks me up to go hang out with her, I would prefer a phone call or a text. But a honk is so, I don't know, especially on a first date, it would make me so cringe.
It doesn't bother me
it
so much.
Doesn't bother
there
me.
A lot of other things that bother me.
Yeah,
more.
It doesn't bother me so much either.
Honking the horn is so rude.
It may be on a first date, yes, but if it's like a friend, it doesn't bother me.
I don't. The horn to me is like.
Also, you think about honking a horn. Like honking a horn, depending on where you're from, honking a horn is very standard.
I know.
Like,
huh?
You know, in Boston, on the East Coast, Boston, right. New York, the horns, they lay on the horns, and it's no big deal. And where I grew up in Georgia, no one honked a horn. You just like somebody doesn't move at a light, you kind of just sit there.
I think I have a personal issue with horns in general, even when I'm driving and somebody honks their horn.
Oh, is this a sensitive? Do you have a horn sensitivity?
I think I do. Yeah. Because if somebody honked their horn to go on a date with me, I like would not come out.
There's people that just don't use their horn, and I just don't understand it. It's there for a reason. Use it.
It's for danger.
I don't love using my horn. Yeah, but I don't love using my horn. Like, if you're on your phone in front of me at the stoplight, I'll sit there and wait for
you. Me too.
Or I'll go.
Yeah, the baby tap. I'll give you one baby tap, but if you still don't move, then I will use my horn. Because like, come on.
And then I wave to you. Hi. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jasmine.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, everybody. We're going to do the weekend watch list. Hey, Tubbs, you watched anything? I never asked you.
I watch a lot of documentaries. It's really
true
boring.
True crime,
lots of grit. Mafia stuff, National Geographic things.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Sisney, what's on your weekend
watch
list?
Imagine his algorithm.
Yeah.
The weekend watch list.
Well, let's let that little jingle play first. Yeah. Your Place or Mine on Netflix.
Ashton Kutcher and Reese Witherspoon.
Yes, this movie I thought was
Did
so
Did they ever talk
cute.
About why they looked uncomfortable on the red carpets?
Yeah,
or
Ashton. Ashton said basically he was like, if I put my arm around her, there's going to be all these like affair rumors.
Oh, no, there's not.
He's not wrong.
Why would there be affair rumors?
So that's kind of why.
Didn't Mila say it? Didn't his wife say, you guys look awkward?
Mila texted them and basically said like, you guys got to stop looking so awkward on the carpet. So then people were asking them about it and then he got kind of opened up.
Okay. But right. Why would people think that is my question?
Because people, I don't
think
know.
People think everything, yeah.
They just create.
Horrible. Anyways, this movie was, I thought it was super cute. They live on opposite coasts, but then they kind of switch apartments and houses for a little bit. And then it's a cute romance movie. So I liked it. You should check it out on Netflix.
All right, Tanya, what's on your weekend watch list?
Okay, on the theme of love, I'm going with Love Island UK season 9.
Can you already tell us about this?
No, season 9 is currently airing. So it started January, so it's in real time. So
I feel like this is Groundhog's Day.
No, it's the best show.
Punxsutawney Phil was wrong.
So episode 21 is out today on Hulu, but it's like 60-something episodes because they film it.
No,
because it's in real time. It's like Big Brother-esque. So you're seeing stuff happening in real time. It is so good. This cast is amazing. You have to jump on board season 9.
Okay.
I love that show so much. Number one Love Island UK fan over here.
I wonder if you strapped Ryan and I to a chair and like we couldn't get out and we had to watch Love Island. Like, I wonder if we actually would.
You would love it.
You know, it's probably one of those things if we did watch it, we would, but it's just Tanya's covering that part. Ruby, what do you have?
So I watched Pamela Anderson's documentary, A Love Story, on Netflix.
This was good.
It's so good. She's just so raw and honest and vulnerable, and I just have so much respect for her because I feel like it takes a lot of courage to be that real and that honest.
And she did the whole thing without makeup.
Yes.
I saw it. Mm-hmm. And I actually was very interested in seeing it and seeing her. And when she goes to Broadway to perform, it's pretty remarkable.
It's really full circle moment for her. I love that. I love the whole thing. I cried.
And her son is in it, who's cool.
Her two sons are in it.
Oh, yeah. I just remembered one. But yeah, they're both in it.
Yeah, it got me in my feels for sure.
It was very interesting.
The way they stick up for her.
So I agree. I'm just going to pile on. I like that, Ruby. I like that. And I also have started Poker Face. Poker Face, Natasha Lyonne is in it. She can tell the she knows when anybody's lying. She knows if you're telling the truth or not. She ends up on the run. She's not a cop, but she solves a bunch of murder mysteries. It's kind of like Columbo and Murder, She Wrote, but newer.
What's it on?
The Peacock.
You and the Peacock is so random.
I like, you know what? Don't so sleep. Don't sleep on the Peacock.
I'm not sleeping on the Peacock.
You know what? The Peacock is on right
now. I know. Paris Hilton show is coming back on the Peacock.
Yeah, don't sleep on the Peacock. The Peacock's got some feathers, popular feathers here.
Yeah.
All right, new episodes Thursdays on the Peacock. And I'm going to add one more thing. American Idol Sunday night, it premieres 8/7 Central, 21st season. We're celebrating 21. We're in Vegas. Somebody brought me meatballs before their audition. I had them at the door while they were in there.
Aww. I mean, the promos are already making me cry. How does it do that every year?
Every year. It's the amazing editors and producers. Incredible editors and producers. So another season that Sunday, 8/7 Central. But people started bringing food to the door.
That's nice.
Wow. Like,
key to your heart.
I was snacking while they were in there.
Like, you realize I'm not a judge, right?
No, but I don't say things like that. I say, these are great meatballs. And then I started thinking, we should do a spin-off cooking show. You know? Cooking at the door.